Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming. On your phone, on your computer, on your home device. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not looking for her pot of gold, ladies and gentlemen, she's magically delicious, and I love her, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, hello, friend.
Hello.
Good day, Fluffy.
Good day. God, we can't do an Irish accent, can we? Good morning,
Hannibal,
buddy.
It's a little Hannibal,
isn't it? Ooh. It is, a little bit.
Good top of the morning to you, Holly Roberts.
Oh, top of the morning to you, Jason and Alexis.
Top of the morning to you all listening on this Friday, March 17th, 2023. Welcome to our show. Welcome to St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to Campfire Girls Day. Welcome to Corned Beef and Cabbage Day.
Yeah.
Welcome to Dr. Patient Trust Day. Ooh. Alexis, you'll like this next one. Welcome to National Preschool Teachers Appreciation Day.
Oh, God bless you all.
Welcome to Red Nose Day, only celebrated in the UK today. Welcome to Submarine Day. Welcome to World Sleep Day. As I said, welcome to St. Patrick's Day. And welcome to your coffee. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I'm going to take one more swig. Refreshing. Refreshing
sure
beverage.
Is. It's our lucky charm today.
That's right. That's right. Let's get started right away celebrating the St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
I have a little nursery rhyme for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little leprechaun dressed in green, the tiniest man that you have seen. If you ever catch me, so it's told, I'll give you my big pot of gold.
That's right. Catch him, and he's going to give you a little pot of gold, everyone.
Ooh.
That's right.
Where do we find him, though?
Can't find him.
Under a pile of snow.
Yeah, at this point. Under ice.
Hopefully, I'll find him later tonight under some pull tabs.
Yes, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, well, the weather's not that bad. It could have been worse.
Oh, I was expecting to wake up to
blowing
wind, ice, real bad. Yeah. Under snow.
Oh, my place was rattling last night.
Oh, really?
A few times. The wind. I was like, oh.
Seriously?
Yeah. Just laying there in bed. And I ate bread yesterday. So I'm just like, oh, the house is going to collapse.
Oh, really?
And I can't digest this loaf of bread.
I'm like, what's with the bread? Oh,
no, it's just it's making me hallucinate.
Nope. I hear you. Oh,
I didn't realize it. Well, I'm in a condo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't hear the howling wind so much.
Oh yeah. It was bad.
Wow. Oh.
And then I got paranoid that a tree was gonna fall on my car.
Oh my goodness, Holly.
Oh, I feel that way all the time in that house too. I hear you. But on my house.
Yeah.
Well, Lex and Smokey the Bear are neighbors. Let's
you know
just put it that way.
they're on the same cul-de-sac. Oh,
they share the same mailbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got crazy wild turkeys everywhere, though. Woo!
Oh.
They are procreating. Wow.
They are right now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the babies are here. They're cute. They're following them. But, ooh, baby. There's a lot of them. They were getting down.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get a turkey, get a turkey, get a turkey.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I didn't know this was turkey mating season.
Oh, no. That happened a while ago.
Oh, okay.
The babies are here.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yep.
I don't know. You might face off against a Randy Tom turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did that once a couple of years ago. It was like that baboon that we talked about the other day. Just stood in the middle of the road and was shaking its feathers.
They are not messing around.
No.
No, they are not. They will get you, too. Remember, Lex, I messed around with some turkeys right after I met Colin. I thought I was being cute. I stuck my head out the window to this family of turkeys. And they lunged at me. The whole family lunged at me, and I screamed, and the video got on Good Morning America. Remember that, Lex?
Oh, that's right.
Yes. There is a lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was such a moron. And then we got on the air, and that woman, she was a regular, Lex. Remember, she called and told me.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I had to get rid of that turkey. Remember, and then that woman called and said, Jason, her name was like Cowboy Karen or something. We gave her a nickname because she said, Jason, you're an idiot. They have those talons. Remember, she was the one that told us they have claws that can like slit your throat.
Oh, yeah.
She said, do not mess with them. And ever since then, oh, Lord, I do not mess with turkeys.
No.
Thanks for the hot tip, Cowboy Karen.
Yeah. Lex, do you remember, do you know who I'm talking about? We gave her a name.
We did.
I can't remember. Good Lord, I can't even remember what we did yesterday.
Man.
Anyway, but I don't mess with turkeys anymore.
We've only just begun with those babies, too. So they're just...
Oh, God.
And they're not like the little baby babies. They're, you know, they're kind of... They're growing up... They're just everywhere.
Yeah. Well, to kick off the show, other than my little leprechaun... My little leprechaun nursery rhyme, it is our tradition. And yesterday I was watching Jimmy... Or this morning, I always watch the monologues of the late night guys. And Kimmel has the same tradition that we have. And that is... As long as our show's been on the air, we have celebrated the good people of NBC 15 in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And you ask yourself, hey, self, why do you celebrate the good people of NBC 15 in Mobile, Alabama? Well, because the good people of NBC 15 in Mobile, Alabama produced what we call and Jimmy Kimmel calls the greatest local news story ever to be produced by local news. And that is the Crichton neighborhood leprechaun story, where folks in the Crichton neighborhood, they were all seeing a figure in a tree, and everybody thought it was a leprechaun. So the good people at NBC 15 sent a reporter out there, and Lex and I say this every year. Can you imagine walking into the newsroom that day and looking at the assignment board and seeing your name next to the assignment of leprechaun and tree? I mean, that... That must be for you.
What is my life?
What is my life?
I would have been like, yes.
So here it is in its entirety for your listening pleasure. And we're going to play this several times this morning. The Jason and Alexis in the morning, St. Patrick's Day tradition, the Crichton Leprechaun.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from The other limb
could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told me to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This water's all smells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
Oh,
we all
there
want
it is,
the
everybody.
We all
I
want to
know
gold.
Where the gold at.
Yes.
Oh, God, I love him. Brian Johnson, that's his name, Lex. That was, yes.
Oh, my gosh. God. The artist rendering.
Still the best.
You got to see it if you haven't seen this before. It's just a half circle for the bottom of the face. Then this little hat that they drew with just, it's like a, you know, an oval with another half circle and then the little eyes.
Guys, you know what we should do for our fair shirt this year? Have a kid have Zen draw an amateur sketch of the three of us and just write amateur sketch of Jason Alexis.
Oh my gosh, that's genius. This is so
Isn't
cute.
That great?
Yes.
This amateur sketch. Oh, God. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
Oh, hey, girl, hey.
What this is that?
Oh, God. People would buy that. Oh, people would love that. But anyway, yeah, if you haven't, if you're listening, and I don't know what, I don't know how you could miss this, especially if you've been listening to us for years. But if you've never seen the actual amateur sketch, please treat yourself today.
Oh, my gosh.
And Google it. If you just Google Mobile, Alabama leprechaun, you'll see.
Oh, I'll put a link up on our show page, too, at mytalk1071.com. Check it out.
Check it out.
It's just giggle.
Yeah. We'll be playing that several times throughout the morning. Okay, you've heard of a lot of fitness trends. People eating raw eggs, like 15 of them. Arnold Schwarzenegger famously did that on Letterman. But Alexis is going to tell you about the latest gym trend, and it's going to be horrifying.
Oof.
And plus, the best, well, I don't know how we're going to put these two together without vomiting, but, and the best place for corned beef cabbage.
Talk 107.1.
Hey, friends, Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. Oh, if you have any questions about your mortgage, you know who to call. First Equity, they are our local lender. And what's great for home buyers is that mortgage rates are trending down in the wake of the recent bank failures. So this is a great time to lock into a lower rate if you're kind of looking at it going, oh, will this ever change? They have changed. And every person's situation is different. And that's what's so great about working with First Equity. Might not be a good time, but it might be. And that's what's so great about working with them. They take the time to get to know you and your situation. And because they are an independent mortgage broker, they can shop multiple lenders. So they give you more options, better rates. So all you need to do is give them a call, 763-251-8000, all the different loans they've got you, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
It's Friday and St. Patty's Day, all in one little candy bar, and we're loving it. Uh-huh. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk, live streaming on our website, and later in podcast form, Jace with Lex and Holly. You know, fitness trends change. Gym trends change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But some things just shouldn't be a trend. Lex, what's happening?
No, first of all, put your breakfast down if you're eating.
Oh, God.
It's only going to take, you know, a couple minutes here, and then we'll move past this.
Here she goes, guys.
Don't do this, okay? I saw this video on TikTok. This guy, he's buff. He's a gym guy.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And he, you know, to get likes and stuff, they'll say, oh, hey, if this gets X amount of likes, I'll try blank, right? And he said, if this gets 15,000 likes, I will try dog food because it has a hefty amount of protein.
Bull.
And, you know, they call it prime rib and chicken soup and filet mignon. And you're like, oh, okay, those flavors of dog food sound appealing. And also, I guess, when you look at the ingredients, even though it's misleading, it says that there's like more than 600 grams of protein, which, of course, if you're fueling your body as you work out, it's important to have a lot of protein.
Yeah.
It depends on who you ask, but that's what this guy is at least, you know, going for. So he got the likes, of course, and he says, well, I guess I'm trying it. And this guy, he picked out like a dry kibble. He's eating it. It's dry. He's gagging. He needed a lot of water after eating it. He said it tasted like dirt. He doesn't think it's worth it. He said, yeah, I'd rather take have steak or protein powder. But there are people who are doing this and don't.
Thank you for landing that plane.
Don't. It's not
don't.
Human grade. That has a lot to do with it. There's foodborne illnesses in the food for ducks because, you know, they have guts of steel, man. They can eat anything. Hoop socks and just gross animals outside and,
their own poop.
Fisher Price people, their own poop.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, so there's that. And then it's also animal byproducts, too. It's the stuff that we don't eat.
For a reason.
And grind that up and write.
For a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That is so stupid.
I know, MJ. I know.
Yeah, it is. There was one time I guess we've always done this. As a little treat, at night we put a little dollop of wet food on the dry food.
Yeah.
It kind of moistens it up a little. Now that they're older... That's what we feed them at night. And so there was one time, you know, we get the 3-year-old involved because it's nice that he, you know, he's part of the family. He's feeding the dogs and feeding his brothers. One time he looked at the wet food and was like, he put a little dollop in there and then put his finger in it and ate it. And I was like, oh, God.
You know what you can pour over.
I was like, don't do that again.
You know what you can pour over the food instead? Kombucha.
Oh, right. Yeah. It is Nutrisource that we're using.
Yeah. For the dogs.
They like that, too. For
That's
the
right.
dogs.
For the dogs.
Dogs. Not for Zen. We don't use kombucha for Zen. No, no.
Thank goodness he hasn't done it since. But, you know, you always hear about the kid who ate a little bit of dog food.
See, that's the... And I can't remember, again, I can't remember if this was a viral thing. This is the world we're living in now. All of these morons doing things for clicks and likes. People doing idiot things. And sometimes it leads to death. All these people falling off of mountains to get the perfect shot. Mm-hmm. Falling into fountains. You know what I mean? Not paying attention. I love those videos, you know, when they're not dead. I love the videos where people are walking and they're not paying attention and they fall into mall fountains. That's my favorite thing ever. You moron, look up.
There's a little evolution going on here. Selection.
Selective selection, yeah.
Uh-huh, a little Darwin Award winning action going on over there.
Yep.
No good stories ever start with, so I saw a video on TikTok.
No,
that's
never
so true.
Oh, God, my TikTok algorithm is so messed up right now. It is doing nothing but feeding me Karen videos. Like women losing their mind over customer service.
Oh, my gosh.
My entire feed is filled with Karens. And I, like last night, I couldn't fall asleep for whatever reason for about a good half hour or so. So I jumped on TikTok. I felt like my mom. That's what she does. And I jumped on it, and it was nothing but Karen videos, just one woman after another, mainly in airports, losing their minds over this or that. I got to look at nature videos or something so TikTok stops feeding me those videos. But anyway.
Yeah. Can you reset?
I don't know. Yeah. TikTok, can you please stop sending me these, yeah, these Karen videos? Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What do you want as a replacement?
I don't
Ryan
know.
Phillippe, Ryan shirtless Phillippe running in the rain.
Yes, that's fine. Any slow motion of Ryan Phillippe set to any type of music is fine with me. Yeah.
A baboon staring you down.
Sure. Yeah. I'll take animal videos. Yes. So please, if the Chinese officials are listening that control TikTok, please change my videos, my video selections. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it because I'm sick of seeing people lose their mind over donuts and lost baggage.
Oh, oof.
God, if you do, yeah, it just makes me weep for the world just to see people. Everybody's just so on edge and angry, but ugh, anyway. Hey, guys, Pick Your Prize is happening. It's a surprise to you and us both. It's happening right now on the app. Each weekday, March 20th to March 31st, we'll award four winners $100 each, and they'll be entered to win the grand prize, drawn for a chance to pick your prize, which is a $10,000 value. Want more details? Of course you do, and so do we. Go to mytalk1071.com for those details. We are going to take a break. The best place to find corned beef and cabbage?
Hey, Alexis has it. You got one? Do you know?
Hi, everybody. It's Jace. This morning for my friends, my family at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Let me tell you the best special of all. If you're listening to this, you know, and I've been talking about Skin Rejuvenation Clinic now for 10 years, a decade. If you've never gone, what are you waiting for? Well, you're probably waiting for a good special. You know, we all want to save some money. I get that. Well, listen to this. If you are new, you've never been to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, and you go, you're going to get $100 off your first service of $250 or more just by mentioning me. That's right. A service of $250 or more, you're going to get $100 off just for saying the password is Jason. Looks like that. You don't have to whisper it creepily like that, but just say my name. And you can get any service over $250. Go to skinrejuvenationclinic.net to see the incredible before and after photos and get in there for spring. Skin. Here's a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Only good family news is passed along. Like, if your great-grandfather was Abraham Lincoln, you'd already know that. But if your great-grandfather was the town drunk, your grandpa's likely to go, I don't remember. I do know I have some Irish ancestry, but apparently the Irish didn't keep great records because, well, draw your own conclusion. Some tells me they weren't busy sunbathing. I'm Irish, but I have blonde hair. Supposedly the only reason the Irish have blonde or red hair is because the Vikings invaded, pillaged, and probably other stuff. Those Vikings, the Scandinavians, I don't know if you've been to Sweden, it's like a whole country of Scarlett Johansson's. If I was in Ireland at that time, I would have been, oh no, some Viking lady's coming to pillage me. I guess I'll hide on this bed covered in rose petals. Hopefully she can help me put together that table.
This has been a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the morning. Oh. Alexis's favorite, Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, I do love him. Yes, I do.
On Irish heritage. Oh, God.
That's a great lead in.
Yeah, I know. They don't give these shows to monkeys, Lex. They don't give these.
I want to know where the best place to have corned beef and cabbage is here in the Twin Cities.
She wants to know where the gold is.
I want to know where to go today. I want to know.
Let's do this. Holly, do you mind if we open up the phone lines there?
Phone lines are now open.
Phone lines are now open. Alexis has a query.
Yeah.
A query. Where should she go for corned beef and cabbage? Is that your query,
Lex?
Yes. Okay.
It is. Please let us know. 651-641-1071. The Star Tribune has a whole article of, there's just like a dozen at least in there.
Yeah.
But I want to hear from our folks. You know, they know where to go. They know where it's at.
Yeah.
And what's happened in the past, the reason why I haven't gone out to get it is that usually my folks are visiting around this time.
Uh-huh.
And so my mom will, you know, I love my mom's cooking anything, right? But she makes a really good corned beef and cabbage.
Oh,
now so my dad's an Irish one, right? So why go out?
Why go out?
But I have a hankering. It's time. Let's have some. Yep.
Well,
let us know where to go. And if you can't call in, you can always tweet us too, or email the show.
Yeah, Lex in the Cities, Holly D. Roberts, Jason Matheson, just my name.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Alexis said, email us via our show page at mytalk1071.com. I don't like the corned beef and cabbage.
What? Oh, really? I didn't. All of these years, I've
all
never
of these
known
years.
This.
No, I know.
Oh,
no, no.
Now, yum.
We did just get a message, though.
You've got mail.
Okay.
From our, she's a platinum too, Robin. Hi, Robin. Robin with a Y. Robin said, hey, guys, not a huge fan of corned beef and cabbage, but I did try some at the 1029. Very good. 1029
Ooh.
Bar in Northeast. That's right.
Well, oh, yeah. That's a fun
good
place
people.
In general.
Oh, 1029 is fantastic. The folks that own it are great people. But, 1029. Okay. There's a vote for that.
Okay,
thank you,
start
Robin.
A list.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for Robin with a Y.
Robin, yeah. Okay, 1029. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Let me see if you know who we should have called or who should I? Let me see if she's up.
No.
Hansen should know this crap.
Yeah.
You know what? She knows. Let me just text her.
Yeah.
Are you up, lady?
there we go.
Let me text her.
Alexis, I don't think I've ever even had corned beef and cabbage.
What?
You haven't, Holly?
No.
Oh. I think it might be time. Today might be the day.
I don't know. I'm working through that bread from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're working through the bread.
I'm working through the bread yesterday, and I just think corned beef and cabbage is going to take things into a dimension.
Yeah.
That's a whole other level.
That's a next level. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe another day. You know, it's available other days than just St. Patrick's Day. I should figure out my mom's recipe and give it a go myself. You know, my husband doesn't eat meat, so...
So he just has wet cabbage?
Ew. We're not making that necessarily at home is what I'm saying. So when I go out, I'm like, give me some meat.
Yeah.
So there we go.
I'm getting the feeling we don't have a lot of corned beef and cabbage fans listening right now because the phone lines are like crickets having sex. No, you can't hear a thing. Nobody's calling in.
Maybe they're right.
Well, no.
We did get a few emails.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's see. Here we go. Anne. Thank you, Anne. Frenchman's.
Frenchman's.
Richfield.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know her, but that sounds great.
We don't know her. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other world for me over in that side of the town, but amazing. Okay.
All right. And now,
Frenchman's.
Here's another email before I grab the phone.
Okay.
Janelle says, I've never had it there before, but the Brick House in White Bear Lake has it this weekend, and I'm going tonight.
Oh, I love the Brick House. Okay.
All right.
And that's
there
closer.
We go.
Okay, Brick House.
651-641-1071. Now, I'm looking.
Panda.
Now, Lex.
Panda says Clive's in Burnsville's very good.
Well, and I'm just looking, Lex. You're going to hold on to that desk there, Lex. You holding on to the desk?
I'm sitting down, I'm holding on. Yep.
Okay, I guess we all need... I just saw this. Everybody needs to go to Gordon Ramsay's Instagram account. Because Lex, he just posted a corned beef nachos recipe.
Whoa!
But made with potato... Like waffle fries instead of
chips.
Can
oh my
you
gosh.
Stand
okay,
it?
Gordon Ramsay. Okay,
we got to put a link.
We're making a whole list here. It will be up on our show page sometime during the show. Gordon Ramsay. We'll just keep
corned
adding.
Corned beef nachos.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I'm looking at these.
That sounds great after a night of green beer.
Oh God.
Do they look good, Jace? Okay, let me.
And again, I'm not a big fan, but I would eat these nachos, which really aren't nachos. It's again, waffle fries is the base, but same taste profile.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah, I would eat these. What a great idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm all over this. Okay.
Ooh, Lynn also, she messaged us. Hey, Lynn. Yeah. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi, girl. Hi.
The Clover Bar in Venice Heights. Very good corned beef and cabbage.
We just tuned in. Okay. Lex has a query. She's on the hunt, not for a pot of gold or a leprechaun in a tree. Lex is on the on the hunt for some corned beef and cabbage, girl.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, hey.
Good stuff. Hey.
My girl, hey, on the St. Patrick's Day.
Come on, fellow Irish folk. Let's go. Let me know where to go.
She wants to know where the gold's at.
I want the gold. I want the corned beef and cabbage. I don't know how he says it, but...
Who do we have, Holly?
We have Randy on the line.
Randy.
Top of the morning to you, Randy. Corned beef and hash. Where can you get it?
Cabbage.
Randy?
Yes.
Where do you go? Where's the best corned beef and cabbage?
I would recommend going to Lush. They have an appetizer that is out of this world. It's corned beef nachos that are made with fresh homemade tortilla chips.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Randy.
Okay, there's the nachos right there.
There's the nachos.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Delish. Gosh.
I'm that Gordon Ramsay thing. I'm not going to. Come on, please.
No, that's my whole point. I'm not making it. Where do I go?
Yeah, I'm not making this stuff, but that sounds really good. Yeah. Mm. Oh. We have Lisa online, too.
Okay.
Lisa, top of the morning to you. Corned beef and cabbage.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
Where do you recommend?
Down in Rosemount, Las Tortillas, the whole month of March does a quesadilla that has corned beef that they make there with homemade French or the Thousand Island dressing.
Okay.
And homemade sauerkraut. And it is amazing.
Las Tortillas.
Okay.
Tortillas and Rosemount.
Ooh, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Ooh, that's yum.
Our archaic phone system. Lord have mercy. Hashtag working museum. Let's go to line one. Kelly, we're gonna give you the last word on Lex's hunt for not the Red October, but the corned beef and cabbage. Kelly, where should we go?
Go to Billy's Bar and Grill in Anoka. Across from Serums.
Really? Billy's has really good corned beef and cabbage?
Oh, my gosh. Homemade corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, homemade rolls. It's amazing.
Well, there we go.
Oh, my God. I'm so hungry.
I'll be in the area this weekend. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
So there you go, Lex.
Wow.
And everyone listening.
A nice list. If you've got more, keep them coming. But, wow. This sounds, Yeah, 1029 Frenchman's, the Brick House Clive's, the Clover Bar, Lush, La Tortillas, and Billy's Bar. And, of course, Gordon Ramsay's nachos if you want to make them.
Well, and Panda said, speaking of Gordon Ramsay, Shamrocks in St. Paul makes what Gordon did. Corned beef cheesy waffle fries. Love you, Panda. Love you. There we go. Top of the morning to all of you, everybody. When we return, this is the biggest story in entertainment right now. While we were all sleeping, Taylor Swift was busy dropping new songs.
Yep.
We were slumberins. Taylor Swift was workins. Hey, everybody. It's Jace live this morning for AAA Movers. AAA has moved me 4 times, and I wouldn't move with anyone else. They're fantastic. They are the best. And I'm telling you, you need to learn from the mistakes that I've read over the last 10 years. You need to call now if you have a date in mind that you need, that you want to move. Because the truth of the matter is there are only so many crews around. So the date you want might not be available if you procrastinate. So please, please don't wait. Call now. 612-588-MOVE or go to AAAMOVERS.com. AAA can help you with everything. They are one-stop shopping. They can help you with moving boxes. They can help you with short and long-term storage. They can also help you declutter with their decluttering program. So go to AAAMOVERS.com or call 612-588-MOVE, 612-588-MOVE, AAAMOVERS.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Who are those great-looking dolls? It's Quick Curl Barbie and Mod Hair Ken. Pretend they're starring in a movie. Style Barbie's quick curl hair instantly with her curler. Or brush it into a flip and it stays. Put a mustache on Ken and make believe he's the bad guy. Or sideburns and play he's the hero.
It's fun pretending they're movie stars, isn't it?
Yeah. Quick Curl Barbie and Mod Hair Ken dolls with their own accessories, each sold separately from Mattel.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Mod Hair Ken.
Hot. He's looking pretty good in his plaid jacket. It's kind of got Chris Pine vibes. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Ooh, from 1973. Yeah. I love that a mustache signified a villain, but if you give Ken sideburns, he's the love interest. You know?
Interesting.
It was the 70s.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why are we asking questions? Why are we asking? Seriously.
He kind of looks like Gene Shalit with a mustache on, not going to lie.
Kind of. Yes. He kind of does. Have you ever seen that doll come through your company, Lex?
No, I haven't. I'm wondering if that doll, if they played with him, if it would, last the test of time.
Yeah.
What was it called again?
Mod Hair Ken.
Mod Hair Ken. Let me just look at his face.
Yeah. Well, while you're looking at that,
There probably has been, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I look at him. That shag and the plaid.
Yeah. So, Taylor Swift's getting ready to begin her Eras tour.
Yeah.
And to drum up some anticipation, which she doesn't need to do.
No.
She, while we were sleeping, dropped four previously unreleased songs. Three of them are Taylor's versions, meaning they're re-recorded editions of known tracks. And one called All of the Girls You Loved Before is getting a new release.
Okay.
So, should we listen to that one first? All the girls you loved before. Which, by the way, doesn't that sound like a Julio Iglesias song?
Yeah, or Enrique.
All I need.
So I'm just gonna drop the needle somewhere. So
okay,
let's take a listen to this.
Okay,
very Swifty.
Yeah,
I like it. Do you like it, Lex?
I like it too. Yeah.
Holly, do you like it?
It's very Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's synthy. It's ballady. Uh-huh. You can sway.
Mm-hmm. We're all swaying, actually. Yep. All three of us are. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's the new one that she dropped.
Okay. Y'all.
Now,
this was a note to her, her boyfriend's Joe. And this is, to all the other girls you loved before.
Yeah, I wonder who this one's directed to, because they're all directed to somebody, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yeah.
They're all either directed to or about someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have, I have a couple Taylor's versions.
Okay.
Eyes Open, Safe and Sound, or if this was a movie, is there one you would like to hear?
Oh, let's do the movie one.
If this was a movie? Okay, this is Taylor's version.
Okay.
So this is the re-release. Taylor's versions.
Okay.
So it means she's re-recorded them to keep money out of the hands of others.
Mm-hmm.
Other people profiting from her her art. So.
Yeah.
To me, and I love her.
Yeah.
But all of her songs start to sound the same to me.
Well, especially those last two.
Yeah, yeah, we're swaying.
Mm-hmm.
We're swaying some more.
Yep.
And that's not a criticism. Swifties, don't email me. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, it's like a Yankee Candle store. You know, they all start to all the candles start to smell the same.
Yeah.
They all smell like mango or cinnamon. Let's do one more. Here's Eyes Open.
Yeah, I think this one's a little different vibe.
Maybe. Let's hope. And by the way, if you're listening to this on the podcast, you're going to have to venture out yourself and see, find these, because we can't have you listen to these. So we apologize in advance. But here we go. Eyes open. Okay, now we picked a good one. That's a different tone. Lex, your face tells me otherwise.
Yeah,
no, but
it's all in the same. Yeah, but yeah, that one's a little bit more upbeat for sure.
That one had the nice drums. Rock guitar to it.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard the guitar. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, full disclosure, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
Because all her songs sound the same. And it, you know what? her stuff just doesn't resonate with me. And I'm comfortable saying that. I'm happy for Taylor Swift fans because those songs are classic Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The classic Taylor Swift. And I hope to goodness that you got a ticket to her tour and that you can sway in front of Taylor Swift in person when she comes to town.
Yeah.
I'm swaying, girl. I'm swaying. Look at me.
You're swaying, Holly.
I love you, Taylor.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like her. I probably like her more than you, Holly, but I'm not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs like, you know, some of my friends that love her. Lex, where are you on the scale? Are you with me?
Probably between you guys, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's good. She's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, no hate.
No, I mean, she's a great writer and performer. She's very talented.
Yes. Yeah, you can recognize the talent, and at the same time, you can be like, this doesn't resonate with me at all, and I'm happy for folks who are excited about it.
Very much.
Because there's plenty of stuff that I like that, good gosh, nobody will give a time of day for, and I recognize that.
Yeah. Hi.
Yep, same.
Remastered episodes of Dallas on Warner Brothers. You know, I mean, only I care about that. So yeah, I get it. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Hey guys, we have such a fun second hour. Of course, we're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day by going to Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
Plus, we'll do some TV talk. Holly's going to talk about horny alligators. We're going to play Name That TV Tune and more. So stay right there. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Lex in the Cities, Holly D. Roberts, and Jason Matheson. Go get some more bacon. Go get some more hash. We'll be back right after this.